7:40.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Right now, doctors are calling for stricter regulations within Ireland's cosmetics industry. Medical professionals are urging government to introduce laws which will only allow doctors or nurses who are qualified to administer the products similar to the rules surrounding the use of Botox. Patricia Malloy is a nurse practitioner. She's also the owner of the Derma Clinic and a member of the board of the Dermatology Aesthetic Nurses Association of Ireland. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
That's quite a list of credits for you there. So you're definitely someone who is qualified to administer these products. We were talking about them earlier with Ciara. There's a lot of risk involved.
There is and I'm a trainer. I train doctors and nurses and dentists as well to administer dermal fillers and not anti-wrinkle injections, because nurses in this country at the moment can only do it under the direction of a doctor. But dermal fillers in particular, you know, if they get into a blood vessel in the wrong place, they can cause a lot of damage to the skin. Both they can occlude the vessel and stop the supply of blood to the skin, and people can lose their lip or their nose, or even worse, if that filler travels through a large artery, it can go into the back of the eye and cause blindness. And there have been cases of this. And unfortunately, because this area is not regulated, anybody can get dermal fillers and start injecting. There's absolutely no regulation.
But there is a lot of places who are offering this right now. In fact, a lot of nail salons will tell you, oh, well, we can do your lips while you're here. What would be your advice to people who are considering that?
Definitely don't. I mean, it's so dangerous. And the lip is probably one of the most dangerous areas to inject. And what bothers me about this, there are two things. First of all, what training did this person, non-medic person, have? And secondly, what are they using? Because none of the recognised pharma companies that produce these products will supply to anybody that isn't a healthcare professional. So as well as...
You can buy this stuff online, can't you? I mean, you can get it yourself and self-administer it if you're really crazy.
Oh, absolutely, you can. But is it CE marked? Is it FDA approved? And these products have to go through really, really rigorous tests to ensure that they're safe. So that's the other issue as well. What are they actually injecting in? Because I don't know what's in, none of us will know what's in the actual product as well. You know, it should be hyaluronic acid and a very pure form of it. And it can cause inflammation if it's not the right product as well.
Now, people will listen to this and say, oh, you're scaremongering. You're just trying to protect your own industry, which is the medical-led industry. And these people are providing a public service. And sure, we've never heard of anyone who has actually, you know, suffered negatively as a result. What do you say to that charge?
Well, they should spend a day in my clinic or in any medical professional's clinic and see the people that are coming into us with these problems that have been done by non-medics. And it's ongoing. On a weekly basis, I would see at least three, sometimes four people who've had issues with fillers being administered by non-medics. So, yes, it is happening. And there have been cases of blindness as well. So, yes, you know, unfortunately, you know, people who've had problems don't want it highlighted because they are embarrassed. That they went to somebody, you know, that they did this to their face with not knowing what the consequences are. And unfortunately, that is the problem. People don't know, you know, what the consequences are. We are all the time upskilling, using ultrasound to find out where the vessels are when we're injecting. You know, it is really, really important. Every time I lift a syringe to inject a patient, I go through a rigorous test for myself to check, am I in a safe place? How am I injecting? Is it okay to inject here? That's because of the knowledge I have. But if you're non-medic, you don't have that knowledge. You must know the anatomy of the face. You must be able to inject safely. Otherwise, you shouldn't be taking a syringe in your hand.
Okay. Patricia Malloy, nurse practitioner and former chair of the Dermatology Aesthetic Nurses Association of Ireland. Thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.